In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Is there a member of your family who is the black sheep of the family? A person who is different than the rest of the family, who strays away maybe from what the rest of the family thinks is the proper way to live your life? A black sheep or a stray sheep goes his own way instead of following the family's expectations. Now, I wouldn't consider myself a black sheep, really, in my family. I don't even know if I've got one. Maybe my parents would be considered the black sheep of their own family, or the stray sheep. Their families both came from Michigan, from southeastern Michigan and Monroe, Michigan, and they all lived there. That's where family was. And about 14 years ago, my parents decided to uproot, take us all. We're moving to St. Louis for Dad to study to become a pastor. And some people from the family didn't quite understand that. It was a strange thing to do. Family is here. Nobody in our family before had become a pastor. There were no church workers. I mean, I'm pretty sure my parents and then my grandma on my dad's side were the only Lutherans in my extended family, so this didn't make a whole lot of sense to them. That's not the way we did things. I think that in some ways my family's still on the outside, the sheep that have gone astray. Now, this is a relatively minor way of talking about being a black sheep. You know there's much worse ways of being a black sheep. I mean, we're all Lutheran, right? So, or maybe we're not, but at least we come to church or are live streaming right now, so this doesn't sound like such a bad idea that somebody would go off and become a pastor. But there are worse ways. Ways that don't just make family mad at you, but can ruin relationships altogether, that can ruin the lives of those who have gone astray. I think we can all have these kind of black sheep in our families. I know I've got them in my extended family. And you feel for them. You feel for those who have gone astray. But they're so willfully lost. They're so ingrained in their ways of self-destruction. And I think that these are the kind of sheep that Isaiah is talking about in our text for today. Consider with me the words from our text. This is Isaiah 53, verse 6. All of us like sheep had gone astray. Each of us turned his own way. But Yahweh, God, caused to fall on him the iniquity of us all. Does that sound accurate? Does that sound like you? We have all gone astray like sheep. Look around at society. Look around at your own families. Look at your communities. Look at your life. You don't have to look far to see that we are at times and in various ways just like these sheep, like the ancient people of Israel as described in the book of Judges. The people did whatever was right in their own eyes. What do we got? Each person would do what was right in his own eyes. Judges. In America, we value individualism, freedom, pluralism, even to the point of anarchy. We do what is right in our own eyes, you might say. You've seen this in the last few days, maybe, in the things that are going around in this world. It's me, me, me. Look no further than the grocery store if you want to see people fighting for themselves, individualistic. Sure, everyone needs food, but in taking more than we need, we can limit the things that our neighbors might need, right? When we take more than we need, we put them at risk. Instead of emphasizing our common values, instead of working together and realizing that all of us, no matter where we come from or who we are dependent on one another in some way, shape, or form, we go after our own stuff. We refuse God's standards of right and wrong. We refuse God's law, which commands us to love one another and to look out for one another and to take care of one another. We go our own way. As a result, we're like a flock of sheep that has no shepherd. We all scatter to our own purposes, to our own agendas, instead of sticking together as one flock rooted in Jesus Christ, following him where he would lead us. And I'm not talking about some sort of physical presence, guys. I'm talking about us all seeking our own wills. We're scattered right now for safety, but are we scattered in more? Are we scattered for our own personal agendas at times, spiritually? We disperse over the hills like sheep, looking for greener pastures. Judged by God's law, each of us is a stray sheep. We may find ourselves wandering outside of the sheep pen, seeking our own good. Instead of following Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, we may turn away to save ourselves at the cost of those who need us dearly. And in the end, what will it get us? We might find ourselves on a ledge, like a sheep, with no sure footing forward. We might find ourselves confronted with a wolf, away from our shepherd. You might contract coronavirus before the end of all of this. And if that doesn't get you in the end, something else will, ultimately. You can try to save yourself, you can try to pursue your own agendas, and in the end, what good will it do? When we're blinded by fear and we become closed off to the needs of others, you better believe that God is not pleased with us. We're supposed to be his sheep, his children. We're not seeing God as who he's meant to be, and we're not seeing ourselves as who we're meant to be. So there is punishment for those who wander outside of the sheepfold. And yet, we're not the only stray sheep here. In a way, you might think that Jesus is sort of like a stray sheep himself. Not in the way that we normally think of black sheep or stray sheep, but because he was so radically different from everyone else pursuing their own ways and gains. He doesn't conform to the expectations of his contemporaries, to those who are around us. The people of his time had certain ideas of what the Messiah was supposed to do, about what this coming king was supposed to be like. And he didn't really try to meet those expectations. Instead, he chose to follow the will of his Father. And he did so without straying from that will, not even once. He chose a path in life which no one else had chosen, serving his neighbors perfectly, satisfying their every need, and bringing peace to the people who needed it most. Many of Jesus' contemporaries thought that he was a stray sheep. They thought that he was just some friend of sinners, some blasphemer, a nonconformist who touched sick people and who touched unclean people, who deserved to be crucified himself. But Jesus, in reality, was sinless, perfect, the unblemished Lamb of God. God the Son became one of us, a sheep himself, in order to be sacrificed. Did you ever hear of some shepherd who makes himself like one of the sheep and who is set up and positioned to be slaughtered? You've never heard of it. The shepherd is a black sheep. This is what Jesus did for us. He took the form of a servant, was obedient unto death. He was the perfect Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Put it this way, the only sheep who didn't go astray, the one who decided to stay, is the one who gets slayed for you. Now, we hear from Isaiah earlier in his prophecies. He prophesies about this sacrifice that Jesus makes on our behalf. He says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. That is the kind of sheep that we are now, in God's eyes. We're no longer black sheep. We're no longer dirty stray sheep from wandering around in the wilderness. Rather, our wool has been washed clean, and so now we are righteous. Our wool gleams white as snow. God says, when I see you, I see something that looks just like my Son, just like that perfect Lamb of God. Perfect, sinless, unblemished. We are scrubbed spotless by him. We are washed in his blood. we are clothed in his righteousness alone. Everything in the past has now been forgiven. Every sin, every wandering, every lostness, every straying, you have been found. You have been washed. So now what? What do the people of God do? Those people who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, those people who have been cleaned. Well, they walk where their master leads them, yeah? They go where he goes. Lives of living sacrifice. Their lives start to look like his. Especially in our present time, in this time of fear, we Christians have the opportunity to live and show others where our hope is found, that it's found in Jesus. We have the opportunity to show radical love to those around us, those who are being inflicted the most damaged by this coronavirus, those who are sick with it, sure, but even those who are suffering economically, in whatever way that is causing strife in our country. Do you know anybody who's out a job because of this, or who's out of work, out of paycheck because of this? Is there anything that you can do to help them? People are going to need food here soon. They're already needing it right now. Do you know anybody who needs it? Can you donate to a food bank or something like that? Give some groceries to a family in need? Serve them as Jesus served you? How about the people who are suffering with this social isolation, the social distancing? Of course, we're all going through it right now, but there are people who were facing social distancing before it was even a thing. People who had visits infrequently, monthly maybe, and now what they used to have has been taken away. Call somebody who's alone. Talk to them over the phone. Of course, be safe, but make their day. Be with your brothers and sisters in Christ however you can. And last of all, guys, pray. Pray that our Lord, our merciful Lord, the Lamb of God, would have mercy on us, that he'd take this pestilence away from us. He listens to our prayers. He guards us at all times. Jesus healed the sick. He provided for people in need. He was with people in their afflictions, and he kept company with the poor. Ultimately, he forgave the sins of all of those people because they all had gone astray at some point or another. And he forgives your sins and my sins too, and calls us to a life like his. So as you are able, as we're going through this, guys, be like the Lamb of God. Your wool's been washed, so you already look like him. And wait. Wait until he returns again, guys. Because in that day, there will be no more need for your good works, for your love for your neighbor, because Christ will be everything and all for us. But in the meantime, go and do and wait for him to come back. Amen.